pursuing compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. Meh. Okay, you guys, so I wanted to share some funny stories with you about my experiences teaching English in South Korea. I mean, there's so much information online these days with, like, facing, like, sexism and, you know, all these other stories of difficulties living abroad. And did I face those things? Sure. Did I face sexism? Sure. Did I face negative American stereotypes? Sure. You know, and I will continue to break it, and I'm happy to break it because not every blonde is an easy lay. That's a stereotype that I was facing when I was living abroad for a long time. So, anyways, I wanted to share something funny because I had some good experiences and I had some bad experiences living in South Korea. And some of the experiences that I've had was one of the best experiences of my life. And let's get to it, okay? So, story number one. So part of the instruction that I had to do was to play a tape recorder. So we would listen to the tape, and then we'd go through it, and then we'd talk about it. And at one point, the tape recorder didn't stop working. And I was like, oh my gosh, oh my god, okay, you know what? I'm gonna fix it for you, don't worry about it. So the tape recorder stopped working, right? And then I came back and sat down, and then I just started imitating the voices. So for example, if the line was a man and if the line was a woman, I totally imitated like a high-pitched woman and a low-pitched man. And my students were like dying of laughter. So basically it was something like where I said, where are you going, ma'am? I don't know. I'm lost right now. You know, so I did that kind of like imitation voice and my students were like dying of laughter. Oh my God. I think we were like laughing for like 5-10 minutes. It was just hilarious. And they loved it. It was just so freaking funny. And then I tried to continue doing the voices. But it was just so funny that we couldn't concentrate on the lesson. So then eventually I said, well, maybe I'm just being too humorous. Maybe we need to take turns and, each read a section of the script because I kept on being so goofy and, you know, it was hard to concentrate. Anyways, that was a really funny story. And actually, that's a teaching tip for people to grab their attention because I use this method in my middle school class when I was teaching. I taught a very, very super creative English language instruction in my middle school class. I had the opportunity of creating the lessons that were more like life lessons. And I often use this method of imitating voices and making it really silly. And my students just like loved it. That was really funny. And it made them enjoy English. So I encourage you English teachers, if you're watching this, to use that method. It works like a charm. Number three, another first funny story I have is, so in my middle school class when I was teaching, as you can know, I think some of you can imagine, when you teach at an all-girls school, middle school or high school, there's going to be female hormones, you know. Like, I saw a lot of female crying, you know, and things like that. And then I have to, you know, we have to nurture each other. And so I was teaching and some vocabulary. And I assumed that one of my students was bullying another student, or I just misinterpreted it completely. So one student said in English to the other girl student, she is very handsome. So I was understanding that as, that she was making fun of her or like putting her down, that she was a boy or something like that. And then I completely misunderstood. And I was like, don't do that. It's not nice. And then suddenly she started crying and I was like, I'm confused, you know? And then I was like, why? Whoa, why are you crying? You know? And then my co-teacher came over and was like, I think you misunderstood. I think you thought that she was bullying the student, but she was actually complimenting. I was like, oh, you know? And then I completely, you know, and then I said, oh, all my fault. And then I said, and then I use the phrase, mani mani shoso kenshin ayo, which basically in caveman English translates to many, many mistakes is okay. So, and all my students were like laughing. So we went from like a crying student to like laughing. So that was really funny. And I don't know if you find that funny, but I think it's funny. And the last story I have to share is, so when I was teaching at the middle school, my all-girls middle school, for my high-level English class specifically, because they had the skill level to do so, I created the creative project of encouraging them and making them, of course, because it was an assignment, to make a puppet show script. So each table that they had would be into teams, and they would write their own script in English. and they would bring their own socks and then decorate it. So I, with the school's budget, because they were very, the English department was very encouraging of this project because they thought it was a really good idea, and the students would really enjoy it. It's a very memorable experience for them. I bought some decorative materials for them, and I bought a couple of glue guns, and they, had a blast. They decorated the socks themselves, like with some hair and a little bit of eyes. And some of them were lazy, and some of them were good. But they wrote their own script, and then I created the stage myself with like a shoebox, and then they performed it in front of the whole class, and the students loved it. It was a lot of fun. And why is it funny? So the funny part is I'm gonna show the videos, two of the videos in the next clips here, and some of you might find it humorous, some of you might not, but they loved it, and a lot of my former students, when they graduated, they told me it was like one of the best experiences of their life, and they were so grateful to have me as a teacher. But yeah, that's all the funny stories that I have to share, and I'm sure there's more somewhere in my brain because sometimes it's hiding in there. But yeah, hope you enjoyed these stories, and it's also in a sense teaching tips for you if you're teaching English as a second language. Like I said, if you put on a little bit of the acting hat, it's really funny, and students will find it funny, and then they'll enjoy your class even more, and they'll be more engaged. And even if you make a mistake, because I've made mistakes before, and I'm just like, whoops, and then they imitate you, like, whoops, and it's really funny. Anyways, all right, well, hope you enjoyed this video. Happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays, and see you later. I love you more to come.